received a question from Keith from Bathurst in New South Wales. He's asked, a motion that has been moved to ban a competitor for an event was made, and a letter was written by that person to the disciplinary board. The motion was then rescinded by the disciplinary board at the next meeting. Is this correct? The board has yet to meet regarding the letter. This is a really tricky one because there's not a lot of information and I'm having to make some assumptions in my reading of the question. But based on the information we have, there are some points to be aware of. Firstly, no group can rescind a motion that's been moved by another group. In this instance, the disciplinary board cannot rescind a motion that was moved by the governing board. They may have the power in their constitution to overrule the governing board's decision, but they cannot rescind. From what I understand from the question, the disciplinary board is a subcommittee of the governing board, and so it should be able to make recommendations to the governing board. In this case, with the information we have, it sounds like a letter has been written to the disciplinary board, and they have decided that, based on that letter, the original motion to ban a competitor was considered to be unwise. If that's the case, they should either have made a decision to reverse the decision to ban them, if they have the power to do that under their constitution, or B, to recommend to the governing body that the decision be reversed. It's always tricky in situations like these where there are two boards. The important thing to remember is who has the power to do what.